Welcome to Mental Health Monday. My name is Mick Coyle. Coming up on the programme this week,
we intervened last year with around 1,500 people and pulled them back from the edge, as it were, and helped them avoid that outcome of being in that severe mental crisis. But that's the last line of defence.
One of the things that will strike people about the video is it's how normal it looks. It looks like people at a train station. It's an experience that people have. And I think it represents that mental health is something which is very normal, which is impacting on people every single day, whether they're going to work, whether they're hopping on a train. Mental health is everywhere.
If you are struggling with your mental health, if you're feeling suicidal or struggling in any way, you don't have to validate that to anybody. You don't have to verify your feelings or your emotions. We will believe you, we stand by you, and we will help you find the help and support.
And I'll be reminding you how you can make connections with mental health organisations within your community. It's Mental Health Monday.
Hey everyone, hope you're well. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to Mental Health Monday. My name is Mick Coyle. Going to do things just a wee bit differently this week, just based on some circumstances around the show, which I'll very quickly explain. So where we're at, first and foremost, a conversation and a really important conversation with your friend of mine, Jake Mills from Chasing the Stigma, teaming up with Network Rail for this brand new national advertising campaign, alerting the nation to the fact that there is always hope. So you'll have that conversation first in part one of this week's show. Now, part two is actually going to be available tomorrow. Now, if you listen to this way down the line, don't worry about it. If you listen on the day that it comes out, i.e. the 22nd of March, tomorrow in the feed, we'll drop in part two, section B, if you like, of the Mental Health Monday podcast for this week. The reason being that the part two guest is going to talk about something which is happening specifically on Tuesday, the 23rd of March, and there's various different things that are embargoed around the conversation. So I don't want to be the guy who breaks the embargo, because I play by the rules here at Mental Health Monday. But that conversation is about an event taking place in Parliament tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Thanks for taking part in the social media group. Thank you for all your reaction to the conversation with Dr. Sharon McDonald last week. Got a huge response across social media. I started posting stuff on LinkedIn. There seems to be a really sort of positive mental health community over on LinkedIn. There's the Facebook group as well for Mental Health Monday. And you can get involved on Twitter. Just drop me a tweet at Mr. Mick Coyle. Tell your friends you're listening to Mental Health Monday. Network Rail, huge organisation, essentially oversee the infrastructure of rail across the UK, and they always partner with a charity organisation, because often the rail network can be a real front line when it comes to people who are entering a suicidal crisis. With that in mind, I had a conversation with Alan Spence, who is Network Rail's Head of Passenger and Public Safety, alongside Jake Mills from Chasing the Stigma. Now, we follow Jake's story from day one here at Mental Health Monday in terms of the Hub of Hope and the work that he's done. Network Rail have seized upon the work of the Hub of Hope and are basically championing that service through a new national advertising campaign under the slug, There Is Always Hope. So it was great to get the both of them on together. First and foremost, Alan explained why it is that Network Rail are so keen to promote this service.
Across the rail industry, we see a significant number of people who find themselves at the railway, on stations or somewhere else on the railway, at a real mental health crisis. And we've done a number of things over the years to try to help people at that point. But what we recognised was that with such a wide number of people suffering mental health problems, not least of all as a result of the isolation over the last 12 months, that we needed to help people to get that support before they reached the crisis point and found themselves at the railway. We intervened last year with around 1,500 people and pulled them back from the edge, as it were, and helped them avoid that outcome of being in that severe mental crisis. But that's the last line of defence. Why don't we start a little earlier? And hence, in looking round, we identified the need to help people find local services before they reach that real crisis point, and hence the partnership with Chasing the Stigma.
I mean, it's incredible the work that Chasing the Stigma have done. And actually, the idea of the Hub of Hope and the local database that they have, which is available to absolutely everyone everywhere, is a dream ticket, isn't it? Because it's a huge national issue, but you've got a bespoke local response.
Yeah, the Hub of Hope website, there's an app, the authors, hubofhope.co.uk, is you can go there, put in your postcode, and you get your local services wherever you are in the country, and importantly, whoever you are as well. This doesn't discriminate. Whilst we know that there's a high proportion of young people are suffering mental health distress, it can affect anyone of any age and any background. So vital is that that Hub of Hope website applies to us all, and local tailored services to help people get that support before they reach the crisis point, before they come to the railway at that last plea for help.
There's a new TV advert that people will be seeing, and they'll see the a train station and different people interacting on that train station, a very powerful advert, which sets out the messages in the campaign. You mentioned the interventions, though, before, Alan, that you were able to make as an organisation. Obviously, travelling on the rail network hasn't been the norm for many people. So how has coronavirus sort of impacted on the work that you've done in this particular field?
Clearly, whilst we've all needed to stay at home and take the precautions which we need to minimise the spread of COVID, that the use of the railway has been much less than it was. But the railway's remained open. It's remained available for all those key workers who need to move around and actually help the country still to operate. So we've still been running trains, and we've clearly got our staff there, not just Network Rail, but all the other railway organisations have got staff about on stations. And that's where we found that we were able to intervene with the people who have found themselves in that crisis point at the railway. And that's vital. We've trained over 20,000 people to be able to recognise and intervene in that way. Far better is that we help people get the support further back up the train, which is where we come in with Hub of Hope. Really simple message. There's always hope.
And if people are sort of interacting with their train services at the moment, or they're just about to start doing so again as things lock up, what will the experience be in terms of seeing notifications, posters, video screens around their local station?
We've got all sorts of partnerships that we run with organisations who can help people who are in crisis. And so you'll see posters there. Our advert that you mentioned will feature in broadcast media, music streaming services, social media. So it'll be all over the place. But as well as just raising awareness of the services which Hub of Hope offers, I think that key message is get the help before you reach the crisis point. And that's where Chasing the Stigma comes in, with such a powerful message.
Let's bring Jake Mills from Chasing the Stigma into the conversation. Jake, one of the things that will strike people about the video is it's how normal it looks. It looks like people at a train station. It's an experience that people have. And I think it represents that mental health is something which is very normal, which is impacting on people every single day, whether they're going to work, whether they're hopping on a train. Mental health is everywhere.
Absolutely, and that's the message really from this campaign, is to say it is everywhere, and as we've said before, mental health, everybody has mental health, and there'll be things that will happen in your day, on your commute, and things in your control and out of your control that can affect your mental health, and having that message as part of that ordinary daily life is actually the most important thing that we can do. And as Alan said, by getting this message out there, not only through train stations, but through other platforms as well, with this advert and on music streaming, we're getting this across to people beyond their normal life, their normal day. Getting that message in places where you wouldn't necessarily expect to see a mental health message is really, really important, because you're getting people then. And getting that message of hope, getting that message of help to them, so that they can take that, they can remember that. And if a time comes when they or somebody else needs that help and support, they've got that knowledge already. And that's what we're saying to everybody. Just have the Hub of Hope. Download it. I hope you never have to use it. I hope it never comes around to you or somebody you know having to use it. But if you did, you've got the tools to find that help and support.
And the app is available. There's also a website, hubofhope.co.uk. The stats from a recent survey on this one, Jake, bear out the fact that this has been a very difficult year for a lot of people. Two-thirds of 18 to 24-year-olds experiencing negative mental health. Around half of adults as well. Anxiety, loneliness, depression. These are themes that we've come back to time and time again. they're not going away anytime soon, and it would be remiss of anyone to suggest that they'll disappear, you know, as if we're going to be vaccinated against them when coronavirus sort of becomes less on the agenda.
Exactly. You know, we're going to see new issues crop up, new barriers. Going back to normal life or whatever that is going to be hard when we've lived 12 months being told, don't see anyone, don't touch anyone, don't speak to anyone, don't be around anyone, don't travel, don't go to work, stay at home. To come out of that, it's going to bring it a whole new level of anxieties and issues. And that's why this campaign is really important, to be getting that message out there to say, if you're feeling like that, if you're struggling as we come out of this, that's okay, but get help, get support. Don't just think you've got to put up with it, or don't think that you've got to wait until you get worse. Get that help when you need it, and that will help you and prevent you from reaching that crisis point, hopefully.
And how important is it that, you know, the work that you've done over many, many years now is recognised by major organisations and senior bodies as well, the likes of Network Rail, who look at your service and say, actually, this is something that is useful to us and actually can work into our own campaigns and the work that we're doing?
Yeah, in all honesty, it's an incredibly proud day for me and for my family, because we've taken this and we knew that it was the right thing to do. We knew and we fought against everything to make it possible. And to have it as part of such a big national campaign is, it's a very, very proud moment for us. But we know this is just the beginning. We know this is just the start. We will build the Hub of Hope, and we want people to join us and to help make it bigger and better than what it is.
Absolutely. And there is hope, and that's the key message as well. Jake, mental health has been on the agenda this week with the Meghan Markle and the Piers Morgan story. We knew he had a tin ear for dealing with this subject, and had said things in the past which were a classic lesson in how not to talk about mental health. Just goes to show, I think, in terms of the response to what's happened this week, that there is a shift, I think, in mental health. And if anything, if there is a positive to take from the obnoxious comments that were made on national television, it's that people have now found a voice to say, hang on a minute, I don't think we should be talking like this anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's actually a really important week to be talking about this in this campaign. It does show that we've still got a long way to go when things are being broadcast like that. But what I will say is, if you are struggling with your mental health, if you're feeling suicidal or struggling in any way, you don't have to validate that to anybody. You don't have to verify your feelings or your emotions. We will believe you, we stand by you, and we will help you find the help and support.
Jake Mills from Chasing the Stigma, Alan Spence from Network Rail, thank you both for your time, and best of luck with the rest of the campaign.
Thank you, mate.
Okay, so that's the conversation in part one of this week's podcast with Alan Spence from Network Rail and Jake Mills from Chasing the Stigma. Type in "There Is Always Hope, Network Rail Online," you get all the information, but you've probably already seen that advert on TV, and I hope that you agree that it's really effective. And I feel they're proud of the fact that, you know, I know Jake and I know the work that he's done, and that message has been spread so far and wide. And of course, it's not just about Chasing the Stigma and the Hub of Hope. The Hub of Hope is essentially a database connecting various different charities up and down the country. And Jake touched on there the idea that will continue to grow. So the wonderful organisations, I know many people who listen to the podcast are part of those organisations, increasing the opportunity to get on board with people and for them to get on board with you, fingers crossed. I'm saying on board there, nothing to do with it being trains, but just the way it's come out. So absolutely a really positive thing. Dead proud of everything that Jake's achieved so far, and it's great to be continuing to share that story. There is always hope. So I'll do my outro with the usual plugs for various different things when I get to the end of part two of the podcast. For now, we'll leave it there, and part two will come tomorrow. If you're listening on a podcast at some point in the future, don't worry, just stay tuned. It's going to happen right away.